On November 8, 2009, a climate change conference was held in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, to bring attention to the quickest and most effective solution to global warming, the organic vegan diet. Titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, the event brought together experts of science and health, as well as international ambassadors, media members, and artists that included Ambassador Bani de Broome of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Ambassador Jacques Cross of the Republic of Suriname, Ambassador Isben Williams of St. Kitts Nevis, Dr. Stephen Schneider, lead scientist of the reports of the Nobel Prize-winning UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the USA, and author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching, Dr. Ruby Lathan, Nutrition Policy Manager of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Peter Carter, Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, and Dr. Noam Moore, Adjunct Professor of Physics at New York University. Distinguished speakers address such aspects as environment, health, lifestyle, and spirituality. In addition, engaging video messages on the need to address global meat consumption were contributed by esteemed figures, including former Indian Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, former European Parliament member Jens Holm, and leading American nutrition researcher Dr. T. Colin Campbell. The highlight of the afternoon was an informative question and answer session via video conference with the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had graciously set aside her busy schedule to discuss the ways that humankind could transition to a brighter era. We now invite you to join us for part 5 of the 10-part rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, on November 8, 2009, in Washington, D.C., USA.
Akiane Kramarik may be representative of the children of the future. Only 15 years old, Akiane has already been selected by Tribute Entertainment as one of the 20 most accomplished visual artists in the world. Let's hear from this amazing young girl.
Hello, everybody. My name is Akiane Kramarik. I am 15 years old, and I am an artist and a poet. My story began at the age of 4, where I grew up in a family that did not believe in God. We didn't pray. One day I started having these visions and dreams about heaven, about different people, different cultures. And I didn't think that my parents or my family was ready to hear it. So I decided to draw them. And the more I drew, the more my parents started believing me. And they started supporting me in my gifts. So I progressed into painting. At the age of 7, I started to write poetry. And I wrote many books, but I've published 2 books. And this is my poetry book. And the first one is about my art. And at the age of 9, Oprah noticed my gift. And after her show, my whole career just boomed. And I was so honored that everybody could know my message. And my message is to bring people together, to unify them, and to realize that love is the answer to everything if we really look at it at that perspective. And I actually wrote a poem that is about that. And this is called Love. Love is never alone. Love is always crowded. Love is a shared self. We cannot own our love. We cannot teach our love. The longest breath of love is the shortest distance to heaven. The deepest life is love. The deepest love is an embrace. Love is not rest. Love is peace. Love is a purpose. And right after I wrote that poem, I knew that I needed to show people that if we just live together in harmony and live better, you know, myself, I am a vegetarian because there's no need to actually take another life. And I feel better. My artwork is inspiring me each day and inspiring people each day. The future is so much surprises, and I can't wait till I show the world what my message is.
We are grateful for Akiyani's blessings to this world. She represents the hope and promise of a visionary new generation.
Like Akiyani, Supreme Master Ching Hai speaks about hope for a new world, a world of love, compassion, and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also teaches that music is heavenly, especially the music of the harp.
Yes, we often see the images of angels and other heavenly beings playing the celestial instrument. Our next performer, Yasmin Amina Olya from British Columbia, Canada, plays the Celtic harp. She also sings, but in a language that she says is not of this world. She calls it a celestial language of love and light. Yasmin will perform one of her compositions entitled, The Beginning. She says it's a song about hope for our world in the light of God's will. Please give a warm welcome to Yasmin Amina Olya.
Sandar yalei buru
That was truly out of this world. Thank you for sharing your celestial music with us. Please give another round of applause for this exceptional artist, Yasmin Amina Olya.
In just a few moments, our beloved special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, author, and spiritual teacher, will share her wisdom and vision with us.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has dedicated her life to serving and uplifting all beings, especially those in need. The following video will introduce this beloved teacher.
Truth, virtue, and beauty are universal values and form the fundamental qualities of any inspiring individual. Great arts are inevitably inspired by great love. Each and every one of us has the innate source of love which can be translated into action. We can paint our canvas of life with kind deeds. Kindness has been considered the core value of human civilization since its origin. Throughout history, planet Earth has been graced by many enlightened beings whose lives were examples of love in action. And many others have inspired humanity to evolve into a more advanced species with higher consciousness and a greater capacity for love. They have shared their lives and their love with all those around them, helping to create a better world. One of the current examples of love in action is Supreme Master Ching Hai, a world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher. Like many great saintly beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shown her great innate compassion towards all forms of life since childhood. It was natural for her to seek a spiritual journey and dedicate her entire life to helping others obtain enlightenment and liberation from their sufferings.
Whatever we can share, begin with sharing. And then we will feel a subtle change in ourselves. More love will be pouring into our consciousness, and we will be aware of something. And that is the beginning. We are here to learn to grow, as well as to learn to use our power, our limitless power of love and creativity, in order to make a better world wherever we happen to be incarnate.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and assistance have extended beyond all cultural and racial boundaries to millions of people around the world.
She is the light of a great person, an angel of mercy to all of us.
She was, because you know the presence, you can feel, you don't have to have studied it to know. The people that have it just have to walk in the room. And in her case, everyone gets it. You don't have to be a believer of the same denomination to know the special people, that there's a Moses, a Jesus, a Muhammad, and not deny their speciality. You don't expect one to go with the other, but they all unanimously go, oh. They bow to the specialness when it's present. And it was present that night. Everyone felt it.
Although she does not seek acknowledgement of any kind, in recognition of her selfless assistance, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been given awards worldwide by government officials and private organizations on numerous occasions. They include the World Peace Award, the World Spiritual Leadership Award, Award for Promotion of Human Rights, World Citizen Humanitarian Award, Award for Outstanding Public Service to Mankind, 2006 Goosey Peace Prize, Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards 2006, and the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award from the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. In addition, October 25th and February 22nd have been proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day in the United States. Congratulatory messages were sent to the Chicago ceremony by many government officials worldwide, including Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Reagan. To commend virtuous actions and encourage others to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has created a series of Shining World Awards. Through these prestigious awards, she has recognized deserving humans and animals for their exceptional heroism, compassion, leadership, bravery, or intelligence. Supreme Master Qinghai is also the source of inspiration to Supreme Master Television, a global station which airs constructive programs with subtitles in over 40 languages. The station encourages harmony, greater understanding, and compassion for all beings. It also promotes an organic vegan lifestyle as the most effective and fastest solution to climate change. Through her tireless dedication to improve the lives of all beings on Earth, Supreme Master Qinghai has set a true example of love in action. Supreme Master Qinghai is one of the truly dedicated people of this era, helping others find and create a beautiful vision of our future. Many great people in history have had a dream, and in her own words, so does Supreme Master Qinghai.
I dream that all the world will become peaceful. I dream that all the killing will stop. I dream that all the children will walk in peace and harmony. I dream that all the nations shake hands with each other, protect each other, and help each other. I dream that our beautiful planet will not be destroyed. It takes billions of years to produce this planet, and it's so beautiful, so wonderful. I dream that it will continue, but in peace, beauty, and love.
The moment we have all been waiting for, the moment when we get to greet our special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai. Wow, you look so beautiful.
Hello, my love. Hello, everyone. Thank you.
We are extremely grateful that you could join us here in Washington, D.C.
Supreme Master Qinghai, we have been discussing the urgency of climate change and the solutions to many of our problems, and that a vegan diet offers a solution. We also have been talking about the dawn of a new golden era here on Earth.
Yes.
We have many guests with us here this evening, as well as our worldwide viewers who would like to ask you some questions. But before we begin the question and answer session, is there anything you would like to say to our guests and viewers?
Yes, I would like. I would like to thank all the beautiful people for coming. And I'm very honored to be with them. Once again, in the company of the great, good-hearted, intelligent people of America, including the distinguished guests, dignitaries, and illustrious speakers who are leaders in their fields of government, science, environment, and health. I have been listening quietly. Well, I have been in your country, the United States, many times, including the magnificent nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And I have always been welcomed so much, no matter where I go. For this, I am always grateful. And I have a special place in my heart for the United States of America and her citizens as shining examples of the democratic spirit. I am always impressed by this young, self-made nation that has excelled in strength and leadership through her people's sheer determination, sincerity, and faith. And I believe that the courageous actions needed at this urgent time would be led by Americans. Your high standards of integrity and deep love for your families and country will bring about the crucial steps needed to save our precious planet, our home, and the one we want for our children and grandchildren. May this important event be fruitful and beneficial to the participants and the world. Thank you all for being here. God loves us all. God bless you all. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your insightful words and for your beautiful dress today. You look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. This is a vegan fur. Vegan fur, hey? It's not real fur. Yeah.
Yes.
I designed it.
Whoa.
Also, the jewelry, now you know, right? Look at how beautiful. You don't have to wear real fur. It's beautiful.
It's much more beautiful.
Yeah, and you feel so light wearing it because you don't have a bad conscience. Yes. And so warm, you know? I have something better inside. I also designed it. Ah, look at this. Yeah. Look, be red, go green. Ah, save the planet.
Master, you look like a queen.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yes, I'm the queen of heart. To the queen of heart is the ace of beauty. All right. Let's get down to business because all of you busy.
Well, we have several questions that our guest this evening would like to ask you.
Our first questioner is a software developer named Jerry Pelletier.
Hi, my name is, like they said, Jerry Pelletier.
Welcome.
Thank you. My mother, Chan Mo, was a devoted follower of your teachings for many, many years.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, I knew.
She's a Buddhist nun.
Yes.
Yes, and she's a very, very beautiful woman.
Yes. My question is that this world we share, and made up of many countries, and the activities of one country affect the health and well-being of other countries. It's kind of the analogy I can make is the smoking and non-smoking sections of a restaurant. So right now I think the world is, there's more smokers than non-smokers. So what can we do? Is it just one person at a time? Is it a country at a time? What can we do to get everybody on the same sheet of music to change the way we live, to save this world we live in?
Yeah, what can we do? We have to change ourselves first, right? It begins with us. Since time immemorial, you know, evolution always begins with individual. Yes. If we want to change the world, we change ourselves first. Now, even if the government forbids smoking or drinking or drug, but if people individually continue, then we have not make much difference. So now we have to change, huh? For example, we change a little bit, you know, our habit, just a very little bit, like we put down that piece of meat, and then we replace it with tofu or some other vegetarian protein. Just a little change, very little change. And then the world will change, and then we will continue to live here, and then we can have a better world. Everything will change for the better. Just little change like that.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
What did you think of today's conference? What kind of impact did it have on you?
I loved every minute of it. It's the same message that we've always been speaking about. It's now just a lot more prevalent, I would think, when that's love. And, of course, be vegan. I don't think people really should be calling vegans vegans. I think they should just be calling them passionate people who believe in saving the planet. So if you want to save the planet, then you know what to do.
Veganism is a great way to take on climate change, for sure.
And what is your impression of Supreme Master Qinghai, given the fact that you just heard her speak?
She seemed really nice. Really, really nice. And like I said, you know, she makes a great point about the vegan diet. And that combined with, you know, moving away from fossil fuels and towards clean, renewable resources, making sure we pay attention to science-based solutions, that's exactly how we're going to create a peaceful, green future.
Tell me your impressions of the conference tonight.
I am most impressed with the interaction between the questioners and Master Qinghai, in that the interaction helps us to become more intimate with her. She was very explanatory about her own pursuit of her own divinity and her sharing herself with the audience tonight. I think one of the great messages early on expressed by Qinghai is that it starts with us, the individual, and the collective individual action would perhaps have the greatest impact. We have our own mandate to spread that message amongst our own, but also to those who we contact wherever we should find them.
Be veg.
Go green.
Save the planet.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 6 of Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.